On our last broadcast, I began the message entitled, The God of the Second Chance. And we discovered that God gave Jonah a second chance. But why did God give him a second chance? Why does God give any of us a second chance? Open your Bibles to Jonah chapter 3, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down from the Lord.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring a series of messages on the book of Jonah. So get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a look in the book.
Them kind of folks need to go the opposite direction. And God wanted to show some love to them people. And, you know, when God gets something in his mind, it's hard for him to change his mind. So I say, ain't no sense in arguing with him. And so I decided to just get on out of town. I packed my bags, hit the road, Jack, and I said, I'm not coming back. I ain't going over there to them people. Matter of fact, I went the opposite direction, 2,000 miles, the opposite direction. Went down there to the show, and I found that there was a boat going to Tarshish. I always wanted to go to Tarshish. It was just a coincidence. The boat was going to Tarshish. I said, yeah, that's like going to Hawaii. I said, hey, I'm going and take this cruise. I was on this Mediterranean cruise, and we were just cruising away. I was really enjoying the cruise. Matter of fact, you know, we stayed out there for, I forget how many days. I lost track now. But anyway, we was out there a long, long time. And so I went on down there in the boat and bottom of the ship, get me a little nap. The next thing I know, the sailors was acting all crazy, waking me up, talking about get up, do some praying here, because we in a storm. The boat was going this way, that way. I mean, I ain't never seen a storm like that. They ain't never seen a storm like that either. And then they tried to figure out what in the world caused this storm. See, they didn't have these meteorologists and all of that. They just knew if somebody wasn't acting right with God, then God sends storms. And so they took the eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and they found out that it was me. And I told them, if you want to have some peace on board of the ship, you're going to have to get me off the ship. I'm the troublemaker. They throwed me overboard, and next thing I know, I was in a fish. Folks all asked me, now, what kind of fish was it, John? Was it a whale? Was it a shark? What kind of fish? I don't know. I was on the inside of the fish. Wasn't on the outside of the fish. I wasn't standing out there on the water hitchhiking trying to catch the fish. All I know, when I hit the bottom of that ocean or something, the next time I woke up, I was in the fish belly. And fish must have got sick of me. Because I was sick of him. And next thing I know, he was throwing me up. Out there on the land. I was glad to get out of him. I ain't arguing now, Lord. I was just glad to get out of him. But as I was sitting out there on that seashore, I just started thinking about my life. And just thought about how big of a fool I was to try to run from God. You know, you're a fool to try to run from God. Nobody ever told you, that don't work. You end up breaking a leg trying to run from God. I was out there on the show and out there on the beach just thinking about how big a fool I've been. Wasted all my money because I used all my money to go on that cruise. Going to Tarshish, never made it. Paid for some and never got. Wasted my money, wasted other folks' money. They throwed all their cargo and everything they had. overboard. I felt bad that I had caused them to lose everything they had. Lost my good clothes, my rags. That's why I'm in rags today. Lost everything I had. Lost my time, talent. Lost my job. You know, you've done something real bad to lose a job as a preacher. They say when you can't do nothing else, go preach. Where do preachers go? When you done lost the job as a preacher, boy, you really done lost it. And I said, Lord, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I thought the Lord had just got rid of me. I thought this was the end of my life. Out there on the beach, lost on the beach. Don't know what to do. Didn't know where to go. Felt real bad. And I was just thinking, boy, if I would have just obeyed God, I wouldn't have lost my wealth. If I would have just obeyed God, I wouldn't have lost my health. If I would have just obeyed God, my friends, the sailors, wouldn't have lost what they had. If I would have just obeyed God, I wouldn't have lost all my time. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like you done just wasted your life away all because of a decision that you made? You made a bad decision, and when you make bad decisions, you lose your wealth. You lose sometimes your health. Sometimes other folks around you lose stuff when you just disobey God. Sometimes you can feel like you done reached the end of the line. Sometimes you can feel like that God can't use you no more. Have you ever felt that way? You can talk back to me. Well, if you felt that way, I got some good news for you today. God is the God of the second chance. I said, God is the God of the second chance. Even though you done may have lost your wealth, your health, you may have lost everything that you had, God has come to tell you today he's given you a second chance. Oh, I know God is the God of the second chance because God gave me a second chance. As I was laying there on the beach, I heard the voice of God saying, arise, go to Nineveh. God said, arise. Now, a lot of folks, they don't believe that God spoke to me. They say, how do you know that was the voice of God? Well, once you get to know a person, you get to know their voice. You recognize their voice. Just like you know your mama's voice, your daddy's voice, sister and brother's voice. You know God's voice. See, when you come through those doors out there and you out there in the foyer, nobody have to tell you is the pastor is here. You don't even have to ask that question, is the pastor here today? All you have to do is just sit out there and listen. And if you hear his voice, you know that he's here. Even though you can't see him, you hear his voice. In the same way, even though you can't see our God, you know God by knowing his voice. And God's voice came to me a second time saying, get up and go to Nineveh. As a matter of fact, your pastor have asked me to talk to you today on a subject. And the subject is why God gives us a second chance. Why God gives us a second chance. Do you know why God gives us a second chance? Let me give you three things. Number one, because God's mission haven't changed. That's why God gives you a second chance, because God's mission haven't changed. God said, arise and go to Nineveh. That was God's mission the first time. The first time I heard God's voice, God says, arise and go to Nineveh. The second time I heard God's voice, God says, arise and go to Nineveh. Both times God was telling me to arise and go to Nineveh. In other words, God said, the mission that I gave you the first time, I'm giving you the same mission the second time. And that's why I'm giving you a second chance, because you didn't fulfill the mission the first time. Now I'm giving you a second chance to fulfill the mission the second time around. See, the reason that God gives us a second chance is because most of us didn't obey the first time around. Oh, I know I'm right about it. When you read your Bible, God had to give Abraham a second chance, because the first time he told Abraham to arise and get thee from thy kindreds and from thy father's house and go into the land and I'll bless thee. Abraham didn't do that the first time. And so God had to give him a second chance around. When God called Moses, Moses tried to deliver the people with force. God said, that ain't why I want them delivered. You got to deliver my people with faith. And so God had to put him in the wilderness 40 years until Moses learned you can't operate by force. You got to operate by faith. God had to give him a second chance. And God has got to give you a second chance, because we didn't get it right the first time around. And just like God has given me a mission, matter of fact, your mission is greater than my mission was. God just told me to go to one city, but God is telling you to go all over the world. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. God has given you a greater commission. And you know something? If I was you, I wouldn't stay. I would go. Now, a lot of people, they don't understand what the word go mean. Go mean don't stay. Don't stay where you at. It means to go. And if I was you, I know you got some nice padded pews here, but I would get my, well, I would, and I would go. I wouldn't sit there and just get all comfortable on these padded pews. I would go. I wouldn't just sit behind these stained glass windows. They pretty and everything, but I would get up and go. I wouldn't just stay and admire all these pretty chandeliers. I would get on up from here, and I would go. You know, it's a privilege that God gives you a second chance. You know, I was so happy to hear God's voice. And when I heard God's voice, God says, arise and go to Nineveh. I was so happy to hear God's voice. But that lets me know God still got a purpose. I got a reason for living. God has taken me off the unemployment line. God can use me again. You think I'm going to stay? No, I'm going to go. Even though I'm dressed in rags, but I'm going to go. Even though I don't have no shoes to wear, I'm going to go. Even though my hair ain't combed, I'm going to go. Even though I don't have no transportation, I got some feet, I'm going to go. I'm not going to stay. God done gave me a second chance to fulfill the mission of God. That's why he give us a second chance, because the mission hadn't changed. But number two, God give us a second chance because his method hadn't changed. God's method hadn't changed. God told me, I heard it specifically, he says, arise and go to Nineveh and preach. Preach. He didn't say go there and just hop and skip and vacation and look pretty. He said go there and preach. That's God's method to save mankind. God only have one method to save mankind, and that is to preach the word of God. That's how God was going to save the people there at Nineveh. He was going to save them Ninevites through the preaching of the word of God. That's the way God has ordained this thing. The Bible says he has ordained it through the foolishness of preaching. The scripture says, how can they call on him whom they have not believed? And how can they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Is folks going to get saved? Is somebody got to grab onto the methodology of preaching? Back in Noah's day, Noah's family got saved because Noah done some preaching. Abraham family got saved because Abraham done some preaching. Isaac family got saved. Isaac started doing some preaching. Jacob family, the 12 tribes of Israel, got saved because of some preaching. Moses was able to free the people because Moses done some preaching. Joshua was able to cross the Jordan River because he had first done some preaching. And God's folks, the only way they have been getting saved is through preaching. That's why God raised up folks like Samuel and Elijah and Elisha and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and John the Baptist and Peter and James and John and Paul. And the Bible even says Jesus came preaching. He could have came and done something else to save folks. But in order to save them, he done some preaching. How do you think them bad people going to get saved on your job? How you think they're going to get saved in your house? How you think folks going to get saved at the recreation department? God has ordained only one way for them to get saved. That's through some preaching. I know in this modern culture, they don't want you to do no preaching. You hear people talking about, you know, we're just going to do a little talk. No, no, no. Nobody ever got saved just because somebody was just talking good. Nobody ever got saved just because you went around looking pretty. I've heard people say that, you know, all you need to do, you just need to be an example. Well, let me tell you something. It's good to be an example, but nobody ever got saved from just somebody being an example. If somebody's going to get saved, somebody got to open up their mouth and do some preaching. Folks, if they're going to get saved on your job, you're going to have to open up your mouth and do some preaching. Folks in your home, if they're going to get saved, somebody got to open up their mouth and tell them something about Jesus. Folks in the recreation department, if they're going to get saved, somebody got to open up their mouth and do some preaching. Oh, yeah. You know, why did God choose preaching? Because just about anybody can do some preaching. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world to do some preaching. See, God didn't say folks going to get saved because of singing. Because, you know, everybody can't sing, like particularly good like me. Not everybody can sing good. God didn't say you're going to get saved because somebody is running track. Because not everybody can run fast. He didn't say folks going to get saved when they taste your good cooking. Because not everybody can cook. But almost anybody and everybody can open up their mouth. And do some preaching. A child can do some preaching. A teenager can do some preaching. A college person can do some preaching. A person who never went to college can do some preaching. An old person laying on their bed, about to die, can still open their mouth and do some preaching. You know something? And if God can use a donkey, hello somebody, he can sure use you and I. Songwriter got it right when he says, I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody about somebody who can change anybody. Hello, somebody. God gives you a second chance because his method hadn't changed. But finally, God gives you a second chance because his mercy hadn't changed. That's why God gives us a second chance. It's because his mercy hadn't changed. That's why I told that pastor, you should have kept that about being a good man, because God didn't save me because I was a good man. No, it wasn't that God gave me a second chance because I was a holy man. God didn't give me a second chance because I was such a righteous man and a godly man. But God has gave me a second chance all because of the mercy of God. See, if Jesus would have had his way, soon as I thought about running from God, Jesus would have came down and broke my leg right then. If Jesus would have had his way, I would have never made it on the boat. If Jesus would have had his way, I wouldn't have never made it alive off the boat. If Jesus would have had his way, I never would have made it through the storm. I would have been killed in the storm. If Jesus would have had his way, I would have got swallowed up and chewed all up by that big old fish. But because mercy stood up and mercy overruled the justice of God. And when justice stood up, mercy stood up and said, give him another chance. Oh, yeah. It was the mercy of God. And can I tell you the truth this morning? God is giving you a second chance. Not because you've been so good. Not because you've been so holy. Not because you've been so righteous. Not because of your church attendance, of Sunday school attendance, or because you've been paying your tithes. But it was because of the mercy of God. God's mercy overrules God's justice. And God's mercy said, give him another chance. When justice said, cast him in hell, mercy said, give him a second chance. Thank God today. Thank God today for the mercy of God. That's why I say, if it had not been Father, God's mercy on our side, where would we be? Thank him today for the mercy of God. The songwriter got it right when he said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Well, I done told you why God give us a second chance. I'm going to go on and take advantage now of this second chance. I'm going on to Nineveh. And listen, you need to go on and do what God done told you to do. You go on now. Go on now. Because he done gave you a second chance.
Of life sent down from glory, many things you were on.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Send down from glory.